Democrat welcomes endorsement from union that defends illegal migrant truck drivers. By Warner Todd Houston on June 2, 2026. A Wisconsin Democrat is celebrating her endorsement by a union that is fighting against the Trump administration's crackdown on dangerous illegal alien commercial truck drivers. Democrat Rebecca Cook, who is running for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, touted her endorsement from the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, saying she is honored to stand shoulder to shoulder with the hard-working men and women of AFSCME. With the endorsement, Cook, who hopes to unseat Republican Representative Derek Van Orden, is signaling that she is signing on to the AFSCME's campaign to loosen rules to require proof of citizenship for industrial jobs, including commercial truck driving, Fox News reported. Cook's endorsement comes as the federal government continues its nationwide campaign to eliminate foreign truck drivers and to arrest and deport those here illegally. Just this week, for instance, U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested 36 illegal aliens in Arizona who were caught behind the wheel of commercial trucks. Operation Checkmate focused on enforcement of immigration statutes aimed at the detection and arrest of illegal aliens operating commercial motor vehicles, the UWBP said in a statement. All total, 56 illegals were arrested, of which 36 were driving semis without legal commercial trucker licenses. And officials added that 29 had CDLs from states such as California, New York, Washington, and Virginia. 30 of the individuals were from India, according to the Times of India, while the remaining 6 were from Mexico, El Salvador, and Russia. Most subjects possessed employment authorization documents, which were obtained during the Biden administration and are no longer valid. All individuals were processed in accordance with federal law and will be deported, USBP said in its statement. Operation Checkmate reflects our commitment to safeguarding communities and roads from unlawfully present drivers who pose significant risks to public safety, said Acting Chief Patrol Agent of the U.S. Border Patrol's Yuma Sector Dustin W. Cuddle. My agents are on patrol every day to ensure we stop these individuals and prevent more deadly crashes from occurring on the road across the United States. The administration's efforts to eliminate illegal truckers come on the tail of a growing number of cases of deaths of Americans on the nation's highways at the hands of illegal truckers. Breitbart News reported that 4 Americans were recently killed by a migrant trucker from Kyrgyzstan after he allegedly smashed into their vehicle. The recent incident comes after other similar incidents with migrant semi-truck drivers that have led to several fatalities. In November, Duffy revealed that states throughout the United States had potentially illegally issued about 194,000 CDLs to foreign migrant truck drivers who would not meet English language standards set by the DOT. People can't understand the English language, they can't read signs, and they don't know the rules of our road. That's a problem, Duffy said at the time during an interview on Fox Business Network. Last month, Duffy marked the one-year anniversary of President Trump's executive order on trucking reform by touting sweeping federal actions that have reshaped the industry. The department's efforts led to kicking more than 20,000 non-English proficient drivers out of service, revoking over 28,000 illegally issued foreign CDLs, shutting down thousands of fraudulent training schools, and forcing non-compliant states like California and New York into line through massive funding penalties. Democrats like Rebecca Cook, though, are fighting to maintain Joe Biden's status quo and to allow illegals to continue making America's roads less safe for everyone. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.